Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
We pray. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. And now we have the lesson for this evening, and it's from the Gospel according to Mark, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. And we read, "When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. And so many people gathered around that there was no room for them, not even in front of the door. And Jesus was speaking the gospel to them. And then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.' Now some of the scribes were sitting there, and they questioned in their hearts, 'Why does this fellow speak this way? It's blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God himself?' At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and so he said to them, 'Why do you raise such questions in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic man, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Stand up and take your mat and walk"? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home.' And the man stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We have never seen anything like this.' The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness had not overcome it. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ." I still remember as a young fellow, probably it was way back in the mid-50s, the movie The Ten Commandments. And my, what an exciting movie that was, and colorful, and certainly moving. And you think about it, there have been many times that movies have been made from biblical stories. And there's certainly much drama in these films. Often these stories really invite us to be part of the action. Like the gospel reading today. And today we stand in the press of the crowds in Capernaum, and they're trying to get as close as possible to Jesus in that house where he was staying. And in a short time, Jesus had already developed a reputation as a healer and as a teacher. Now, local people like Peter's mother-in-law had been made well by Jesus, and also others, and the news had circulated quickly throughout the countryside. People had heard of what Jesus could do. So imagine the desperate friends of the paralyzed man we read about this evening, who could not find any way for them to get their friend to Jesus. Perhaps they asked others to let them in, but obviously that didn't work very well. So they climb up onto the roof of the house, and they dig through the roof tiles to push the tiles aside. It almost seems like vandalism in a way, but these friends, they're desperate. They want to get that paralyzed man right to Jesus, so that he can be made well. Jesus notices the man in the midst of his teaching the people. He especially notes the courage, the daring, and the faith of his friends peering down through that hole in the roof, watching Jesus to see what he will do next. They expect Jesus to speak a healing word and touch their friend. Well, Jesus surprises everyone when he says to that man lying there, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Apparently, there were many healers at that time, but none of those healers claimed to forgive sin. Jesus taught both through word and deed. He taught God will do new things right here, getting at the core of what ails people, addressing people in their deepest needs, by God giving people a new heart. The physical healing was a sign of that intention. And we read, "So that you may know that the Son of Man," that is Jesus, "has authority, pick up your stretcher and go home," says Jesus to the man. Imagine that scene when the man does just that. For someone who has probably been paralyzed all of his life, can you imagine the look on the people's faces, including the opponents of Jesus? These are people with their mouths hanging open, who make room for the one who heals. And of course, at that time, and in light of the miracle, there's much praising of God. There was a story I read about recently of a woman in a hospital, and she had recently found out that she had cancer and that it had spread through her body. And when a chaplain came into her room, she said, "You know, I'm the one in the stretcher." She felt paralyzed by the news she had received, as well as how she felt from her treatment physically. Maybe you can see yourself in a stretcher in our gospel story this evening. You know, fear paralyzes people. It's normal, of course, to have fear. We know that, especially when we're caught in strange times. Well, I certainly know that today we are indeed in strange times. The growing reach of the coronavirus, into our state and country and world, and the fear it creates. Grief can paralyze us. So can pain. It can hurt our relationships. The paralyzed man suffered from shame and a sense of powerlessness. You know, in those days, there were no modern inventions, so he couldn't get around. He didn't have a walker like we have today, or even a scooter or whatever, for him to control how he could get from one place to the next. And so he had to wait on others to help him. He had to beg for money to support himself. And that was the lot of the paralyzed at that time. And then there was the judgment. The belief held then that when someone had an illness or an injury, that they must have seriously sinned for that person to be disabled. If from birth it was the parents who had sinned, it was told. If someone became paralyzed, and then he or she must have had greatly offended God somehow, in some way. Suffering from the judgment of others can also be paralyzing. People often say that when they feel paralyzed and find it hard to pray, hard to ask God, that it's difficult for them to ask for help. The woman with cancer that I mentioned felt that way and was greatly comforted by knowing that family members overseas were praying for her. They were taking her to Jesus in their way and laying her at his feet, like the friends of the paralyzed man in Capernaum. In the story, Jesus was moved by the daring, the courage, the persistence of the four friends and any others who might have helped get that paralyzed man to Jesus for help. The reading mentions that Jesus looked at them and he saw their faith. It doesn't mention the faith of the paralyzed man. This story is a great encouragement for us to see, because it tells us to persist in bringing people to Jesus. Well, that's what we want to do. Who are you then bringing on the stretcher to Jesus? Who would you like to bring to him for healing? This story helps us understand the full and deep healing Jesus brings to people who need to know that they are forgiven and fully accepted by God. They are maybe a daughter or a son of God, and Jesus is saying, you are not on the outside. You are not rejected because of your physical condition or any other reason. You may feel like you are defective in some way, but Jesus declares now, and what we get from our lesson today, is that we are whole people. The caring friends in the story were looking for physical healing first and foremost. They were looking for the one they were looking out for, the one they were most concerned about. And he receives that caring from them. And he receives much more as a sign of God's kingdom breaking into his world through Jesus. This healing was, like all the others, pointing forward to Jesus' death and resurrection. His leading the way through the darkness of death, his making everything new, is what we see in this healing. Sometimes close friends and family members know their loved one's needs or condition even more than the person themselves. And they have come to have a better idea when some healing must be found. They must be aware that the one they are bringing to Jesus is someone who has a paralyzing addiction, or maybe has chosen a destructive behavior. The person themselves may be in denial of their problem and try to hide it, but the friends are there still to help them. Deeper healing goes beyond being what we call codependent, beyond helping to keep the person paralyzed. It means bringing the person to seek help. That takes courage, it takes daring, and it takes our faith. Some roof tiles may need to be removed today, in a sense, in that quest for healing. We may need to be a friend who takes action. Think about our pantry system here at All Saints, or our clothing closet, as ways that we are a friend to those in need in our own community. Or reflect on those in our congregation who have assisted those who've been infected by the coronavirus. They are being a friend too. Jesus works. He works healing through many earthly agents. He works through counselors. He works through nurses, doctors, other health professionals, through support groups like Alcoholic Anonymous and grief groups. A sign of God's grace is that God works through both Christians and non-Christians alike. So let us hope and pray that God can work his miracle through you and me. May we bring those in need to the healing power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.